Let's get right back to the phones. We've got people that have been very patiently waiting. I apparently got Bruce's attention down in the Tucson area about air conditioning a garage. Let's bring Bruce into the conversation and see if I can help him out a little bit. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you and your family doing?
Hey, couldn't be better. We are so blessed. How about yourself?
You sound like you're really recovering from your accident.
I'm getting there. I think the last doctor visit, he said, Rosie, it's only going to take one more roll of duct tape and we'll have you all put back together.
Well, have you tried the metric duct tape?
I'm ready to try anything, Bruce.
If you're a Facebooker, you can see Rosie skiing on Monday, so he's getting there.
I'm like an old Ford, just a little tie wire and duct tape. I'll be good as new. What are you trying to tackle down in Tucson, Bruce?
Well, we have our garage, and I have an evap cooler in it because I have a diesel truck.
Okay.
And, you know, they're big and they're heavy, and there's a lot of iron.
Yeah.
So I put one in before I bought it on my other truck, but okay. I put it in there. And all I hear is mini split. And then I heard you say that you'd taken out your coolers for your dogs and put in a mini split for them. But my question is how much does it cost to run one a month? Do you know? I basically like a one ton.
Half of what it costs for your vap cooler.
Is that right?
That's right. A mini
plus
split.
No water usage.
And no water usage and no getting up there with a pressure washing the evap cooler pan or replacing the pads, none of that. And again, it depends on a lot of things. But I had to cool my garage because I raised dogs. I raised German short hair dogs. And that's kind of where they live in the summer and in the winter as well. So I had to make it comfortable for them. So I lived with a vap cooler for 15 years. And my air conditioning contractor, every time he would come over and service our equipment, would just say, Rosie, you've got to get rid of that thing and put a mini split on here. And I fought it till the vap cooler needed to be replaced. I let him put a mini split on there. And Bruce, my summer cooling bill went down $45. And now my garage is air conditioned, not a vap cooled. It stays cleaner. It's much quieter, much more comfortable, and it works as a heater in the winter. So I've got best of both options. Now, my garage is masonry. It's insulated. It's a foam roof with a wood insulated garage door. So I have a pretty tight garage. If your garage is pretty tight, I'm telling you, you can probably AC it with a mini split for, I know, less than your evap cooler costs on annual maintenance and utility bill. For me, it was about half. If your garage isn't quite as insulated as well as mine is, you might not quite see that much savings. Make sure you've got the power available. Log on to RoseOnTheHouse.com. Plug in Tucson air conditioning. You've got temperature control and intelligent design air conditioning. Get them out there. Let them do a manual J calculation on it. Show you what size unit you need. They'll tell you about what it'll cost to run a month. Bruce, thanks for the call.